All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, August 18th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had two different League of Legends two-game slates get underway earlier today. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We also had 27 matches of tennis get underway. There was an early MLB showdown for a doubleheader between Milwaukee and the Cubs. And then for the rest of the afternoon, we do have an eight-game MLB main slate later today. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You will also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All righty. Had a little bit of a break. No show on Saturday here. Last show was Friday. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Hope everybody had a good weekend here. I'm going to get SaberSim pulled up, and we are going to jump into questions. Did have a number of questions come in prior to the build, so that is a good thing. So we will start there and then kind of see where we go from there. But first question of the day. If I run a build and sim a contest from yesterday, will the ROI be based on the real results, or will it still be based on the play-by-play sims built before the slate locked? If not, can I force SaberSim to use the pre-locked play-by-play and also have it ignore live sim data, which would just be completely finished games at this point? Okay, very good question. So when you do it by default, for instance, say I built for yesterday, right? Okay, I go back, I run a build, and then I run a new contest sim. It is going to use the live information right away. So like you're basically going to be getting the best lineups at the top of your pools with very high, very inflated ROIs because it's using effectively the actual scores at that point. Now there is a way of turning that function off, which I will show you here. So if you go to the contest tab, and then you go to the field lineups column, you click this gear icon, you turn these two toggles off, use live fields, use live sim. The sim is the projections, and then the fields are the actual ownership, just to be clear. And then these are toggled on automatically. That way in late swap, it automatically uses the live data. But if you're going back and back testing slates after they have happened, it is better to turn these toggles off. That is all you need to do. And then once you do that, it will revert to running the sim using just the pre-slate projections and the pre-slate ownership. All right. Cool. Good stuff there. I'm sure that'll help. Question about, are we going to be getting college football content this week? So in case you guys aren't aware, this is what they call week zero for college football. It's not like officially week one. There's not a ton of games and, you know, everyone, you know, filling out stadiums. But there are a few games. And I believe there is a three-game slate this Saturday. And that'll be the week zero slate. We will have college football content up this week. I would also expect our projections for Saturday, at least initial projections, to be up by about Wednesday here. So that's what I'm hearing internally. Obviously, things can change, but I think Wednesday is like a safe day to expect initial projections for college football. All right. Next question. Can you show me how to use a metric on my lineups after the diversifying? I rank by my metric, but it noticed none of my lineups changed. This was only available on the 5K lineups. Okay, good question here. So a couple things with this one. So I ran this build like pretty close to lock. So, or pretty close to like when the show started, not lock. So we're just going to use this here as an example. So say you are grading lineups with some type of custom metric. Okay. Now, when you get into your pool, there's a couple different things going on here. And I'm going to run a sim, actually. So let me, these lineups are built. We built 500 lineups. I'm going to let this contest sim run here. And then we will talk about this a little more in depth. All right, just about done here. Looks like one sim is a little stuck. It's okay. Okay, cool. So this all finished. That 15th sim actually did finish, which is great. All right, so a couple things here, right? We have the individual groups. This is doing one group per contest. This is an entry file I'm testing with right now. We're actually going to be answering a question related to this entry file, but we'll get there after. So the groups are ranked by diversity, and then the pool has a rank of ROI, okay? If you change this pool rank to whatever you want, right? Say you create some metric, it says my metric, or it's geomean, or it's sim optimals, you know, whatever, right? Maybe I switch this to sim optimals. I am only resorting the pool of lineups. It is shuffling around the rank of the pool. It's not actually having any effect on any of the individual groups, because the diversity, the portfolio plus in this example, is looking at the contest sim ROI for this contest. So changing pool rank will not change anything. Now, what if you want to use a metric that is your own, that is not just the contest sim ROI? If you want to do that, you need to switch from diversity portfolio to diversity uniques. So say I switch to uniques one, the rank by is ROI by default, okay? So then I'm going to click this, and then I would go and select my custom metric, okay? So the short of it is that portfolio diversity does not work with custom metrics, and portfolio diversity only works with the contest sim ROI. Okay. So something that we've said to users who have asked about this is kind of like some general messaging that we've agreed on here on the team, is that we think it is better to filter by your custom metrics and then sort with diversity portfolio. Now that is obviously, you're still letting portfolio make the final decision, but you're making your like working pool, your effective pool of lineups smaller based on your custom metrics, right? That's one approach. The other approach would be using uniques and then using whatever rank by method that you want. So in order to sort by custom metrics, you do need to switch from portfolio to uniques is the main thing that I think is the most important part of this answer. All right, next question. This one's going to lead us kind of into like a slate demo here. So the question was, I had an inquiry in the support channel yesterday in regards to separating / excluding my cash lineups when building GPP lineups. I do my cash lineups manually and don't want it involved with builds. Okay, so this question is basically, how do I not alter my cash lineups? How do I not build cash here and only kind of build GPPs and stuff, right? So there's a couple different things with this. It gets a little bit nuanced. So that's why I think this like a live demo is a little bit easier to understand. So let's go to the contest tab. This entry file was sent in from the user who asked this question. I told him I demo it here. So In this file, we have multiple GPPs. Then we have some satellites, right? I'm going off this type column. There are some satellites, and then there are some satellites that are listed as custom, and then there are some head-to-heads and double-ups that are listed as custom, okay? The reason why some GPPs are listed as, or I'm sorry, some satellites are listed as custom, and some satellites are listed as type satellite. Basically, we are pulling in the DraftKings contest lobby throughout the day. But as these fill, they release new ones. So it could be a situation where, hey, you know, we haven't pulled this information in an hour. And since then, they opened up these new contests, and those are the ones you entered, and they are not in our contest database. Okay. So when a contest is not in our database, it comes through as custom. We generally do not have cash games in our lobbies. So that's why the double ups and head-to-heads are coming across as custom as well. So yes, these are like cash, and then these are satellites, but to us, they're all contests we don't know is why you see a difference here. Okay, so that's the first part of understanding this. Now, if I wanted to only build for the satellites, GPPs, even the custom satellites, but I don't want to alter these three contests, maybe I'm going to do them by hand, which this user is going to do, right? The double up, the two head-to-heads, they're going to do them by hand. Okay, so if I go to a build, and then I go to the lineup section, and then I go to templates, okay? If I do this option, which is like kind of the default, right? The create a contest group for each contest in my entry file, right? I save that. If I click on this, it is going to create a group for even the cash games, right? Which we said we don't want to do. Now, this is one option. You could just delete these groups. You hover over the name. You go to the trash icon. It'll delete these lineup groups. Right, so I do this three times. Try it again. So now those are gone. I'm left with the satellites and the GPPs. Cool. So I'll say it again. I'm left with the satellites and the GPPs. Now I'm not going to alter those, right? So when I run this and then I run my build, I run my contest, and I save, it will only save these contests that are listed. Usually your save button is going to be yellow, basically indicating, hey, you know, you are not saving an entry to every contest in your portfolio. In your case here, that is wanted. That is a good thing. So it's totally okay to find yourself in that scenario. Okay. What will happen is the entries that are not saved will just remain the same. So if you already had entries hand-built, we will just not touch those, okay? And then change everything around it. That is one option. I would only recommend that if you're playing a handful of, you know, contests that are considered, you know, that you don't want to alter, right? Could get harder if you have lots and lots of cash games. I mean, three feels okay, but like, what if you have 10? You know, what if you have 20, that's a lot of time there, right? So there are other options here. So we're going to talk about those. So we go to our build 10, we're open up new builds, messing around with this stuff. All right, let's let this build load. Cool. So what you can do is you can kind of hack the templates a little bit here, right? So when I go to my contests, for any contest that is listed as custom, we set it to a 100 man single entry. I'm sorry, a 100 man winner take all by default. Okay. So all of these entrants are 100% to first. Oh, interesting. These are actually a little different. I don't know why. apparently we're recognizing, I think maybe like there's like satellite here, so we're making it a 100 man winner take all. But then for the other ones, maybe like it doesn't say satellite, it goes 10% to first, 25% cash by default. What I'm going to do is I'm going to change some sim setting, which is this whole section, the sim settings, and then I'm going to build a custom template to accommodate it, right? So what I'm going to do is for all of the double ups and head-to-heads, I'm just going to set it to two entrants, okay? Now, it doesn't matter that, hey, you know, yeah, the head-to-head is two, but the double up might have 100 and might be, you know, top 50% win. That's not the goal here, right? What we're trying to do is differentiate these contests as a whole so we can exclude them. So I've set entrance to two, okay? This is the important part. When I go back to my build 10, I'm going to update my template to basically exclude contests that have less than three entries. So what I would do is I would go to my templates. I can use the one I've already built. But then what I need to do is I need to go to this requirements section. I go to add requirement. And then I say entrance greater than, and then I'm going to put three. So now what the builder is going to do, it's going to look at my contests. And then for every contest that is less than three entrants, it is not going to create a group for it. Okay. So I save that. I go to my templates. I click on the template again. And then now let's see what happens. Okay, it's done creating groups. Now you can see that all the double ups or the one double up and the two head-to-heads are not here. So that solved my problem for the single entries in a little bit faster way. So here I just had to change the one cell in the contests and then I updated my template and then now I can run this build and change everything the same exact way. So this is probably what I would say would be my preferred method for doing this. But obviously you have a couple different options. So that's what I'm thinking here. Let me know if there are any questions around that, but that's what I would do. All right. That kind of takes us into like our actual slate demo. So like I'm going to use this entry file, right? And then we'll actually fill these lineups and then we can actually see like the save yellow thing and all that. So let's build 500 lineups in this build. And we'll let these lineups run. All right. Lineups are finishing right now. All right, cool. So lineups are built. Contest sims are starting. We'll let these run. Another thing you could do, which I didn't do, is, you know, it's still running 15 sims. You could unenable the sims for that contest just to like save a little bit of time. So what I could have done is I could have went to the contest sim tab. And I would probably just do this like when I upload my file, if I know I never want to alter those and just like turn these off. So this enabled column for the three contests I don't want to alter, I would just unenable them. And then I turn this off. It will not run the sims for that contest, or it'll effectively skip them the next time I try and run contest sims. So that's probably what I'd have done there if I could do it again. All right. Looks like the Sims finished. The diversifier is diversifying the lineups. And now it's just about customizing my lineups. But see, like, hey, once I'm ready to save these lineups, which, you know, a lot of these leverages look low, not taking too many stands in one direction or the other, from what I could really tell. So I'd probably be okay with it. Is I could click this green save all or yellow save all button, and then it will save the lineups only to the contests that are shown here, not altering the cache. So that is how I would be doing that. It's kind of like a slate demo of how that would work in practice in real time. So let me know if there's any questions around that. All right. Question here from Black Mamba. Said, hey, Andrew, by chance, can you go over what happens when your lineup templates are highlighted yellow with an exclamation mark? Should we just rebuild the lineups? I played a few lineups last week that was highlighted in yellow, and they all finished horrible. In the future, should we not play any lineups from our lineup template if they are highlighted in yellow? Okay, so what the highlight in yellow means, and I don't know if I could show this, maybe. Let's try like 100. I'm going to try something that'll get it to pop up. Okay, like 100. I don't know. 100. And I don't know. This will definitely get it to pop up. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to set 3 minimum exposures. And then I'm going to try to apply those to my lineup sets. And we'll see if the builder can meet them, which I highly doubt. Okay? So notice these all have an exclamation point, right? What this means is that the builder is not able to meet your requests in each group. Okay? So exposures, just to be clear, get sent to each group individually. So what it's trying to do, it's trying to use Otani, Cortez, and Strider in every lineup, in every group. And then because the avoid duplicates across lineup groups toggle is turned on, it's trying not to duplicate any lineups. So this makes it harder for the builder to meet these requests. The builder will show you how high it can go. So like right now, my lineups have 42% Otani, 42% Cortez, 40% Strider. The builder is saying, hey, this is as close as I can get, but I cannot meet the requests in the red cells. The red cells are the ones that are like the problem makers here. It is good practice to rebuild lineups to try and get closer to your requests. Like if I built my pool with the 100% of all these guys, well, then I wouldn't have this issue anymore, right? So rebuilding will definitely help you. You might run into situations where you still see this. You know, at that point, you can kind of look at like your red cells and cross-check with your exposure, like how close am I getting? Am I okay with this? Am I not? Do I need to maybe try adjusting projections? Do I need to filter my player pool further? More minimax exposures? You know, sometimes it can be hard, right, to apply the exposures to a 150 max and a 3 max. You know, if you have a lot of minimums, maybe it's better at applying those in the 150 because it has more options, and then harder in the 3 max, right? So those are other things to keep in mind, the exposures going to each group. But that's why you see the yellow exclamation points. And if you hover, it'll tell you like, hey, you know, the most we could get was 2 out of 3 of each of these players, right? That's what it's saying. The 66.7 for all three, saying, hey, there's 2 out of 3 in these lineups, you know, are you okay with that? Right. So that's what you got to kind of decide. All right. Answered a number of questions, knocked out a slate demo with a real entry file here from a user. So that was cool. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.